When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Hank will hit about 40 or 50 home runs this year.
This is Bob Murphy welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in New York with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guest, the Charlie Moniante Quartet, and Miss Margaret O'Brien. Tonight's program is being given before an audience of veterans of Army and Navy hospitals in the New York City area. And now here he is with a golf club in one hand, a ball bat in the other, and a fishing rod over each ear, Bing Crosby.
Thank you, Bob, for that big field and stream introduction, but despite my desire for the great open spaces, I must tell you that I do hit some spots in the big city occasionally myself.
Well, look, what have you been doing around New York, Bing?
Well, I went over to the Stork Club, sang a verse and one chorus of Address Unknown to the Stork.
Good idea.
I think I got him fooled. Then I went up to the top of the Empire State Building, then down to the bottom of the subway, then up to the top of the Empire State Building, then down to the bottom of the subway, up to the top of the Empire State, back down.
Hey, Bing, wait, up, just a minute here. What are you dashing up and down so much for?
I was chasing my Hooper rating.
Oh.
Elusive old thing. Anyhow, Bob, just to show that there are no hard feelings, here is a number for Mr. Hooper and all his little telephone callers. That's how much I love you.
If I had a nickel, I know what I would do. I'd spend it all for candy, and I'd give it all to you. I'd spend it all for candy, and I'd give it all to you. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a picture, I'd hang you on the wall. Sit back where I could see you, and I'd never move at all. Sit back where I could see you, and I'd never move at all. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. If you were a tiger, I'd hang around your den, and I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. I'd pester you, my honey, until you let me in. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you. I'd stand and let you bite me, and I'd never move a hair. I'd stand and let you bite me, and I'd never move a hair. 'Cause that's how much I love you, baby. That's how much I love you.
What's your problem? Deafening, old
come
man.
Come in.
I hope this won't come as too much of a shock to you, but we're not going to talk about the 1201 tonight.
No shock at all, Ace. We'll simply talk about the Philco portable.
No portable either, Bing.
No?
Orders from headquarters.
Not mention the portable? How am I going to go home to my little cubicle in the Siemens rescue mission tonight, face my Philco portable, unless we say a few words about it now?
Well, look, Bing, Philco wants us to talk about a terrific new Philco radio phonograph instead.
Sorry, Ace, I'm sticking with the portable.
But look, Bing, I'm sure you'll learn to love this new Philco radio phonograph. It's got a brand new automatic record changer. It's loaded with power, and its performance is out of this world.
You never heard such marvelous tones from a table model before.
Well, if it plays on pool tables, send one to Hope. He can listen to a little music while he's clipping his friends. That's how he gets pays for all his parties, you know. That's how he gets the nut back.
Does he really?
Yeah, clips on the pool table.
Does he really cheat?
A little game. Well, no, he doesn't cheat, but I can't see how it can be accidental every time he brushes the nine ball into the side pocket with his elbow. He'll find a way to beat that new Philco record changer, too.
You'll have to go some to do it, Ben.
He's an adroit boy.
The record changer on this great Philco table model is really a honey, Bing. Handles up to 12 records slick and quick. Be sure to see this sensational new table model radio phonograph at your Philco dealers now. It's the newest thing in radio from Philco, the leader.
If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. With moons all around and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this I cannot grapple, because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows, I'm busting with bliss, and I'll kiss your hand if this isn't love.
While I was ad-libbing around NBC the other afternoon, ABC, rather. Why do I say NBC? I must have lost my entire mind. I did, though, happen to lay the eerie on a very wonderful new instrumental group. They're new collectively, but individually, all have been stars for years. Charlie Magnanti, who heads up this coterie, played accordion for Whiteman when Venuti Lang, Teagarden, and Beidebeck worked for Paul. Supporting Charlie in this group are Tom Mottola guitar, George Wright organ and piano, and Bobby Haggart, ace arranger, concert whistler, and bass fiddler from Bro Bob's old band. They have really something dazzling worked out for you on Minute Waltz.
Very good, Charlie and group. I clocked you in a minute 30 on Minute Waltz. I don't know if that's a track record or not, but it's a mighty stylish rendition. And now here's a tune I attempted some weeks ago. Steady.
I attempted this tune some weeks ago, but now I'm going to sing it like I've never sang it before, because I didn't sing it before. I got all mixed up in this tune. John Scott, see if you can carry me through time after time. Will you?
After time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm lucky to be loving you.
Well, thank you, man. The other morning, I was taking my daily constitutional through Central Park when I came upon a beautiful young lady skipping rope. I paused and doffed my Kavanaugh snap brim, bowed deeply and asked her if she would join me in a hot fudge sundae at the 21 Club. Well, imagine my surprise when I discovered that this beautiful young creature was a friend of mine from Hollywood. She covered my embarrassment by accepting my invitation, and as if that were not enough, she's here in person tonight. I'd like to present the very talented and charming Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer star, Miss Margaret O'Brien. Gee, Margaret, it must have been fate that guided my footsteps to Central Park the day you were skipping rope there.
Oh, I skip rope every day. I have to watch my figure.
Good idea. Skipping rope might be good for me, too, huh?
Skipping meals is even better.
You're so right. Tell me, though, Margaret, besides skipping rope, what else you're doing in New York?
Well, I went to the circus.
Oh, darn it, I missed the circus. Was there anything startling this year?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah?
I had 6 cotton candies.
6 cotton candies? What other gastronomical delights did the circus have to offer?
Well, I had pink lemonade, Cracker Jack, chocolate milk, hot dogs, taffy, and cotton candy.
No castor oil?
Oh, I can get that at home.
I sure wish I'd been here to go to the circus with you, Margaret. Next time you go to the circus with me, huh, we'll crawl into the tent, kid style.
Oh, that'd be fun. What if they catch us?
That'll be bad. We'll have to wash the elephants.
Oh, wonderful. You can wash them and I'll dry them.
Just like doing dishes?
I promise not to drop a single elephant.
Well, I promise not to pick one up then.
I wanted to buy one of those little lizards at the circus, but they didn't have any.
Oh, you mean a chameleon?
Oh, yes, a girl at school had one.
Uh-huh.
And she wore a blue suit, and the little lizard turned blue.
How clever.
And the next day she wore a different color dress, and the lizard turned a different color.
How do you think one of those little lizards, Margaret, would do on one of my shirts?
Oh, I'm afraid he'd be awfully confused.
I'm afraid he'd blow his top.
And there was a lady at the circus.
What'd she do?
She jumped on the horse's back,
yeah?
Slid underneath, caught a hold of the horse's tail, and finished up on the horse's neck. She was grand.
You know something, Margaret? I do the very same thing every time I try to ride.
Do you wear pink tights and spangles, too?
No, I never dress up much.
Oh. And they had the cutest monkeys at the circus.
Mm-hmm.
They were so funny, even funnier than Bob Hope.
Well, they always are, and he hates them for it.
I just fell in love with one little monkey.
Oh, you did?
I wanted Mama to buy him for me, but she wouldn't.
Well, you know, Margaret, monkeys are very expensive pets. They require special care, and buying food for them runs into money.
Not this one.
No?
There was a sign on his cage that said, "Do not feed."
I see. Have you seen any shows in New York, Margaret?
Oh, yes. I saw Alice in Wonderland.
Good show.
Joan of Lorraine.
Oh, with Ingrid Bergman.
Annie Get Your Gun.
Yeah?
And The Automat.
Oh, the tray jugglers at The Automat are wonderful, aren't they? You've really been having a whirl indeed, Margaret.
Yes, but I'm anxious to get home. I'm lonesome.
Your mother's with you, isn't she?
Yes.
Oh, you want to get back to the studio?
No.
Well, what's the big attraction that seems to be pulling you back to California? Oh, I bet I know. It's, can't be a boyfriend.
Yes.
A boyfriend? Well, Margaret, this is news to me. I didn't know you were in love. Is puppy love or real thing?
I don't know. Hmm.
Maybe the real thing. Where does this fellow live?
On Mapleton Drive in Beverly Hills.
Well, I live on Mapleton Drive myself. Do I know this lad?
Well, I think you do. You're his father.
That's still a little vague. You know, I got a house full of boys. Just which Crosby is the object of your affections, Margaret?
Lindsay. But I'm afraid he's too young for me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Lenny's 9 years old.
But I'm 10, and that makes a world of difference.
Oh, you're right. She's just a child. But then how about Phil or Dennis, the twins? Would you be interested in one of them?
I can never tell the twins apart. Can you?
Well, I can tell them apart. My trouble is tearing them apart. It's not hard to identify them, Margaret. I tell you how you can pick them. One of them usually has a black eye.
Which one?
The one who forgets the duck. Well, yeah, I've got another entry for you, Margaret. Would you be interested in Gary?
Oh, I'm afraid Mr. Cooper is much too old for me. Besides, he's married.
No, I don't mean Gary Cooper. I mean Gary Crosby, age 13.
Too old, too.
Too old. Mm.
Besides, I'm wearing Lindsay's skate key around my neck.
Oh, well, then, you're engaged, then. Looks to me like Winchell missed a scoop here, Margaret. I don't see... How'd you manage to keep this engagement such a secret?
Oh, it's not a secret. It's already been announced.
Announced?
It says on your back fence in big letters, "Lenny loves Margaret."
That really makes it official. Tell me, how did this all start, this big romance? I didn't know anything about it.
This is the way it started.
How?
I was walking home from school one day.
Yes?
And I had my new pinafore on.
Mm-hmm.
And along came Emmett on his bicycle and splashed mud all over me.
Emmett is a cad and a bounder.
He's not a gentleman either.
How does Lindsay figure in this?
He's my hero. You should have seen Lindsay pull Emmett off his bicycle.
Crosbys are always available when ladies in distress are handy.
And then the fight really started between Lenny and Emmett.
Lenny, what did Lenny do? Did he take up for you? Covered himself with glory?
Yes.
Glory and what else?
And mud.
What did Emmett do to him?
Emmett threw Lenny in the mud puddle, but Lenny got right up again. And who do you suppose went down this time?
Oh, it's a cinch. Emmett hit the mud.
Lenny.
Well, he's not too good in the mud, Lenny. He's got to have a fast track. But Margaret... But I want you to know, Margaret, that if you and Lenny are that way about each other, I'm very happy because at last I've got a little girl in the family.
You can call me Maggie. I think that would be more proper, don't you?
Well, of course, Maggie. I like that. There's one little point about marriage. You and Lenny, what are you two going to use for money?
Oh, Lenny says we don't have to worry about money.
What do you mean?
He says the groaner is loaded.
He does, huh?
Who's the groaner?
The groaner is me.
Oh, I hope I didn't say anything. Please don't spank Lenny. After all, he is 9 years old.
Well, I'll tell you, Margaret, I'll spare the rod this time just for you. But I got an idea that involves you, seeing as how you're here on the show and you're all engaged and everything. How about doing a real grown-up song with me?
I'd love to, but I can't sing very well.
Oh, sure you can.
But maybe with you helping me, I can get along all right.
Thank you, daughter. Thank you. Now, let's have a little introduction to you. Won't be satisfied, John. It's got a little arpeggio on the piano, huh?
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I try to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging.
The way you toss my heart around's a crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same.
You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I tried to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and bragging. My poor heart is sagging.
The way you toss my heart around's a crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same.
You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart.
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Oh, it was very merry. That was very, very merry, Margaret. Maybe we should do this again sometime, huh? Charlie Magnani and the group must have liked it because they're going to salute you with a cheerful little earful.
Bing. Say, Bing, couldn't you break down... Come here, old boy.
I'm not leaving.
Couldn't you break down now and listen to a cheerful little earful about that new Philco table model automatic?
Certainly, Ace. You kind of sold me the first time around.
Bing, I can't understand why you're so unreconstructed about Philco's new table model automatic. Portable 1201 table model radio phonograph. They're all products of the world's largest radio manufacturer. And this table model automatic is really tops. Pick out a dozen of your favorite records, then relax. And let Philco's speedy new record changer do the rest. And is it easy on your records? Its new safety features really baby them. And the controls are easy to reach on the outside of the cabinet along with the radio dial. No phonograph lid to lift when you adjust the tone or volume or want to play the radio. And wait till you turn up the volume. Man, that's power for you. So before you buy any radio phonograph, take a listen to Philco's great new table model automatic. Remember, it's a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
From Paramount's Welcome Stranger, a picture which we indulgently recommend, here's the ballad.
As long as I'm dreaming, how nice it can be. How nice to have you in love with me. Did you know that you just kissed me? What a thrill I got. As long as I'm dreaming, why not? If I were just wishing, what good would it do? What chance would I have to wish for you? If you never know I love you, still it works out fine. As long as I'm dreaming, you're mine.
Thank you, man. Thanks very much, fellas. It's certainly nice to see you all here. And thanks to the AWVS Motor Transport Service for their assistance. Next week, our guests are going to be Fred Allen and Minerva Pius, better known as Mrs. Nussbaum. It was nice having you on the program, Margaret O'Brien, getting caught up on the family news. Now, how's about us slipping over to Schraft's, just you and I, for a sandwich and a hot chocolate? You know we ought to make a big night of this.
I'd love to, but it's getting a little late.
Yes, it's a little late for me, too, I guess. You want to make it for lunch tomorrow, then?
That'd be wonderful. May I bring my doll, too?
Well, certainly. If she's got a friend, bring her along. Good night, Maggie.
Good night, Bing.
Good night, fellas, and good night, folks.
This program is produced and transcribed in New York by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Fred Allen, Minerva Pius, and Connie Boswell. Margaret O'Brien appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Fiesta, starring Esther Williams, Akeem Tamiroff, and Sid Sharice. And remember, only Philco makes the 1201. It's the newest invention in radio from Philco, the leader.